Help wanted ads rose significantly during the second half of 2013.
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
Dow Jones Industrial Average has not found a way up or down since the beginning of the year and is operating in what is euphemistically called the trading range, which basically means it is going a little up, a little down, and at the end doesn't travel all that much. Since the beginning of the year, Dow Jones Industrial Average has dropped by less than 1%, increased by less than 1%, and dropped again, ending with an overall drop of less than 1% as of this taping. It is interesting to clearly notice that as of late, good news in the economy has been bad news for the Wall Street. GDP was revised upwards to 4.1%, and a number of economists upgraded their forecast for 2014. And what did Wall Street do? Leaped up? No, it slowly dropped. Now I have another piece of good news for the Main Street, and I'm wondering how much of a damper would this be for the Wall Street. Online help wanted ads surged by more than 125,000 jobs in December, according to the Conference Board. There were 5.3 million jobs advertised in December, nearly twice as many jobs which were advertised in April of 2009, when demand for labor dropped to its lowest point. The total number of officially unemployed rose to more than 15 million by October of 2009. It should be noted that this doesn't count those who had accepted part-time work due to economic reasons and or were disenchanted with the market, who were not actively seeking employment. Adding these up, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, put the total number of unemployed at 26 million at the depth of the recession. 15 million who didn't have any jobs and were actively looking, and another 10 million who either were doing part-time work after losing their full-time jobs or had even stopped looking due to the market conditions. So at the worst of the recession, even if we count only the officially unemployed, there were about one job available for every six unemployed people. That is why it was called the Great Recession. In December 2013, this number has significantly improved to one job being advertised for every two unemployed. We are not there yet, but this is really great improvement. There has been a drop of 6 million in the total number of unemployed since the height of the recession. However, we have a long ways to go before we get close to what we used to call normal. The good news is that despite the stock market's weird reactions to economic news, the economy has already bagged one strong growth quarter in 2013, and this trend is expected to continue. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. For more information, visit WDIY.org.